Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, part two of my week 11 recap, we'll talk about the Joker out. Talk about also, guys. The second round of All-Star voting is in. We'll cover that as well. Also, Trae Young on the move. We'll discuss that also. And guess who got ejected once again? Oh, I can't wait to talk about that. So all that and more. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of our week 11 recap. I did part one where we talked about Nafisha Collier, her being out for the entire Unrivaled season. We talked a little bit of WNBA negotiations, which is just days away, guys, the deadline. So we'll see what happens there. Also, we talked about a Sunday of college basketball, the women's version. I got games. We broke some of those games down. And then, of course, we talked about our players of the week. And then December honors for players of the month, rookies of the month, coaches of the month, and defensive players. So now we will continue with the news. So without any further delay, let's get into it. Top stories, guys. The second round of All-Star voting is in, guys. And I got to tell you, there's a movement there that I didn't expect, but we will discuss it. As far as the second round goes in the West, right now, you have Luka on top. In fact, right now, Luka is the leading vote getter, whether East or West. So he's in first. Then you have Nikola Jokic. Then Steph Curry, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Victor Wembanyama. So that's your top five. And then, guys, in sixth place, you have Anthony Edwards, and he's just about 75,000 votes shy of overtaking Wembanyama. So it's that close, guys. Then in seventh, you have Dene Avdija, who I just spoke about. He was player of the week. And the West, he's in seventh. And then eighth is LeBron James. LeBron James, I talked about him being down low. He was like ninth the last time we talked about this. He has moved up to eight. He has over a million votes, guys. So it seems like the LeBron lovers are beginning to stuff the ballot box. So there you have that. And then ninth, KD, with just a shade under a million votes. So let me know about LeBron being down that low. And, you know, the Rob Parkers of the world reveled in with glee over this. So it's still a lot of voting to go, so I'm not going to go crazy as far as how LeBron is finishing thus far. This can easily turn around where he climbs up the charts. So soft for what it is for now. But right now, he is in eighth place on the West list. And then in the East, right now, you have Giannis still on top as the top vote getter in the East, followed by, this was a surprise to me, guys. Number two, Jalen Brunson. I was absolutely stunned when I saw that. But it looks like there's stuff in the ballot box for Jalen. And I know when I get a chance to remember about it, I usually go and vote. So he's in second. Third, you have right now Tyrese Maxey. So he's in third. Fourth, Cade Cunningham. And then fifth is Donovan Mitchell. So that's your top five. And sixth, with less than 16,000 votes behind, Jaylen Brown. Very interesting. So this thing can go either way as far as that goes, the top five changing. So I think the top six could be volatile leading up to the final voting. I think that's how close it is. And a distant is Carl Anthony Towns with not even 900,000 votes. So this thing can go topsy-turvy as far as the East goes. It's that close, guys. Just as you see in the West, you see volatility in the East amongst the top six. So, but like I said, there's still a lot of voting to go. So there you have it. So that is the All-Star voting, the second round. So we'll continue to see how it transpires from there. So there you go. All right, let us continue. Nikola Jokic, just talking about him as far as the All-Star voting. Guys, he goes down with a hyperextended knee. And this happened on December 29th in a loss, actually, at Miami. And this was with like 3 seconds left before halftime. And he goes down with that injury. Tough, tough break. So the diagnosis is he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. So you're talking about some major time being missed by the Joker. About a month's time. So definitely a crushing blow to the Denver Nuggets. So one would imagine that person up, guy they got in the offseason to be the Joker's backup, Jonas Valanciunas. So you figure he'd be the next one up. I'm sure in fantasy basketball, everyone ran to the waiver wire to scoop him up. And the very next game, in fact, on New Year's Eve, December 31st, against Toronto at home, in the third quarter, he goes down with a calf strain. And guys, he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. So you talk about crushing. You lose your starting center for one game, and then the next game you lose the backup. Unbelievable. But thankfully for them, Aaron Gordon is back. So he's a guy who can, he's not a center per se, but he'll probably absorb a lot of that, those stats that a Joker would get, that a Valanciunas would get. So provided he's healthy, because he's just coming back from his injury. I'll talk about that more in a minute. So, and you have other people like Zeke Nnadi. They're talking about him as well. He's a guy you keep your eye on as far as production-wise. I think Deron Holmes II, I don't see him as being a viable fantasy option if you're out there in fantasy basketball. So I think it's either between Aaron Gordon, and if you want to take a flyer on Najee, have at it. So there you go. But Also, this brings up the discussion about the postseason awards and how the cutoff is 65 games. Now, when they started talking about this, I said the more fairer number would be either 60 or 62 games. Why? Because that gives you a guy enough rope as far as missing games. It gives them a quarter of the season to miss. So, at, you know, 60 or 62 games, that's a good chunk of games where you can see some value and so forth. So I thought that was the number, but the NBA decided 65 is the number. So that's going to hurt a guy like the Joker if this injury is prolonged. So he has 17. Right now, you have 17 games to kind of play with, and you know he's missed the game of two here. So he doesn't have a lot of wiggle room as far as being part of the postseason honors. Not only MVP and all the other stuff, also all NBA. So that's a big deal, guys, because a lot of guys, their contracts have incentives in it where you get more money if you make all NBA. So this is I heard the Odd Couple talk about it as well. But I think this should be a consideration to lower it. If not, like I said, to 62, maybe to 60. That's what I think. Will they do it? I'm not sure if they would. But, yeah, so we'll see what the Joker's numbers as far as he played this season. But right now, he's out. Hyperextended knee. Thankfully, it wasn't a, you know, when you see a lower leg injury, you get kind of nervous. Thankfully, it wasn't torn ACL. Thankfully for that. So we wish the speedy recovery to the Joker and also to Jonas Valanciunas as well. So speedy recovery for those guys. So there you go. All right, guys, so let us continue. Steph Curry. Guys, he now passes Kevin Garnett on the all-time scoring list. He moves into 21st, guys. And then, mind you, 6 weeks ago, he had moved into 22nd. Now he's moved to first. Right now, as it stands, he can pass the likes of a John Havlicek, a Paul Pierce, Tim Duncan, Dominique Wilkins, and possibly Oscar Robertson before season's end, provided health, of course. But he has a chance to pass five more guys and climb up the charts, maybe get all the way to 15. So Steph Curry balling and climbing up the charts as far as the scoring list goes. And then also, guys, he was honored by his college, Davidson, his alma mater, Davidson University in North Carolina, honored him by naming a highway exit him. It's called the Curry Interchange. So Steph Curry racking up the accolades. So there you go. So salute to Steph for moving up the scoring list and then for this honor that he's getting from his former college. So there you go. While on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Subject of milestones. Doc Rivers. He has his George Karl on the all-time coaches win list. And right now, guys, he is in sixth place. So right now, he's within shouting distance of a Pat Riley, and then not too far after that, a Jerry Sloan. I think he won't approach those numbers until probably next season. So he might get to Riley before the season then. He has to win about 30 games or so to do that. Can he do that? I'm not sure, especially with all this Giannis trade talk. So I look at him not achieving that this season, but the following season. So there you go. And then Rick Carlisle. He's been stuck on 999 games won. He's trying to reach 1,000, guys. But his team has lost 12 straight as of this recording. So he's eventually he's going to get it. He's going to get 1,000 wins. When that happen? I don't know, man. The Pacers are reeling right now. So when can it happen? I guess I would have to look at his schedule, but they just lost a close one to Orlando, so it's man, oh man. And then their schedule isn't the greatest, so there's that. Right now, hey, maybe Thursday they'll get it. They have the Charlotte Hornets, but it's in Charlotte. So maybe that'll be the day Rick Carlisle breaks the record. Well, not breaks the record, but gets his 1,000 wins as a coach. So circle that, guys. January 8th against the Charlotte Hornets. And then after that, they have the Heat at home on a Saturday. Then Monday, the Celtics, who is red hot right now. I'll talk about them later. And then next Wednesday, they get the Raptors. So it could happen soon, guys. Like I said, circle January 8th as the day that he could get it. So I'm just putting it out there. All right, guys. So let us continue on. Let's talk about some more injuries, guys. Victor Wembanyama, he goes down with a leg injury on New Year's Eve against the New York Knicks early in the fourth quarter, guys. And from the looks of it, did he return? Yeah, and he was scheduled to return on Tuesday, January 6th, so it wasn't that long an absence, but just to report, he did go down with the leg injury, so keep that in mind for future reference. So there you go. Alperen Sengun, he rolls his ankle in the first quarter of a January 3rd loss, actually, at the Dallas Mavericks. And as of now, guys, as of now, I haven't heard anything as far as a diagnosis. He has been out. But as in terms of a diagnosis on how is he doing, I'll check for you now. Yes. Word just came down this week from Coach M.A. Aduka. He's expected to miss 10 to 14 days, guys. Like I said, he rolled his ankle, so it's an ankle sprain, guys. So right now, it's not as bad as one would imagine, but 10 to 14 days, he's out. So, of course, in the interim, you'll look at guys like Steven Adams. You'll look at guys like Clint Capella. This is why you brought in the depth at center, guys. So right now, Steven Adams will probably start in his place. So bear that in mind, fantasy basketball managers everywhere. So bear that in mind. But so it looks like about 2 weeks for Alperen Sengun. So there you have it. All right, guys, let us continue. Trae Young. He's dealing with a quad injury, guys. And so far, he's missed 4 games. And it was told that he would miss Monday, January 5th as well. So that makes 5 games. So Trae Young out for the Atlanta Hawks. But, guys, bear this in mind. He has now talked to Atlanta management, and they're open to trading him. So he's open to being on the move. Remember, guys, without him, they've gone 15 and 11 thus far without Trae Young. So that number doesn't bode well, you know, as far as them wanting to keep him around or what have you. So where could he go? And someone I follow very much on Instagram, DJ Treacy Treese, she actually did a clip about him wanting to go to Washington of all places. And she was wondering why. I said, basically, I think it's pretty simple. He could go to Washington. He could put up crazy numbers. And he's in a low-stress environment. No pressure at all being in Washington. He can go there and ball, and nobody would bother him. So there's that. Other people say, oh, you know, there's young talent over there, so, you know, he'll get help. That's possible. But that's the way I'm seeing it. And then also bear this in mind, guys. He has this year, and then next year he has a player option. So he wants to get paid. He wants to get paid. He wants that max contract wherever he ends up. So in his mind, why not Washington? He can go there, max out, play ball, do his thing, and so forth. For that kind of trade to work out, and I was looking at the salaries for Washington, to move him, it would have to include CJ McCollum. You have to include him in the deal. He has a big contract that you can move. So it'll be a combination of McCollum, maybe a Bilal Coulibaly. Maybe you can include him. Maybe throw in a Marvin Bagley the third. You could throw him in the deal as well. Some conditional, protected first round draft picks, maybe a couple, and that's it. So would Washington do it? I think they would, because right now you need star power in Washington. So Trae Young, so I actually think it makes sense. So that's a place he could possibly end up. So they have the pieces to do it. So will they do it? We'll see what happens. But nonetheless, he's dealing with that quad injury for the Atlanta Hawks. So there you go. All right, let us continue. Speaking of Washington, Kyshawn George, he's missed 5 games, guys, with a hip injury. And according to the coach, Brian Keefe, he hasn't been provided a timetable as far as his return goes. So a Kyshawn George, who has been playing well for them when given the opportunity, but he's dealing with the hip injury, guys. So 5 games thus far, we'll see how much more coming up. So there you go. Let us move on. Jalen Green of the Phoenix Suns. I had talked about him last week, saying that he might come back before year's end. That's not the case, guys. He's going to be away another 2 weeks at least, guys, from returning. Remember, he has the hamstring injury, guys. And according to Coach Jordan Ott, he is ramping up as far as in practice and those sort of things. So he's close to a return. I say sometime in January, you'll see a Jalen Green on the court. So Jalen Green, close to a return for the Phoenix Suns. So there you go. Let's continue. Josh Giddey of the Chicago Bulls. He's out at least 3 weeks, guys, with a hamstring strain. That happened in the second quarter of a December 29th loss versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, guys. So that's a tough break for Chicago. And in the interim, you'll see a guy like Trey Jones step in and be that floor general for them in Josh Giddey's absence. So there you have that. But Josh Giddey out at least 3 weeks for the Chicago Bulls with a hamstring strain. Let us stay in Chicago, guys. Kobe White, he's due back on the court January 5th, guys, against the Celtics. He missed 3 games with a calf strain, and that happened in the first quarter. Same game, guys. First quarter of a December 29th loss to Minnesota. So you lose both of your guards in that game. Of course, in the interim, a guy like Oyo Dosunmu, he got an opportunity there. And then guys like Kevin Huerter as well. But Kobe White back for the Chicago Bulls on the court after missing those games with the calf strain. So there you have that. Let's continue. Jalen Duren, who has been playing very well for the Detroit Pistons, he's some guys with an ankle sprain. And that happened early in a New Year's Day loss to the Miami Heat. So Jalen Duren, who has been playing very well for the surprising Detroit Pistons, but he's going to miss some time with the ankle sprain. In the interim, of course, Isaiah Stewart, a guy who I talked about last episode being defensive player of the month. Now he gets a grand opportunity to start at center for the Pistons and get some extended runs. So there you have that. But Jalen Duren to miss at least a week with an ankle sprain. So not too serious an ankle sprain, but he'll miss a week. So there you have that. Aaron Gordon, I had talked about him, guys, for the Denver Nuggets. He's back after missing 19 games with that hamstring injury. So he's back for Denver. Also, Christian Brown, he's back after missing 23 games with an ankle sprain. So you're getting both your guys back just in the nick of time because you lost the Joker, and then you lost Valachunas as well. So getting the firepower back, you much needed, guys. So, and they came back on January 4th for a game at the Brooklyn Nets. I'm actually going to talk about that game a little bit more as well. So there you go. All right. And then a couple more. Jonathan Kuminga, he's due back on January 5th in a game at the Clippers after missing 8 games with a back injury. So you're getting Jonathan Kuminga back. Still, I'm not sure what's going on with him over there in Golden State. To me, I think they need to move him and let him go somewhere where he can flourish. I've been saying that for the longest time. Will it happen? We'll see. And another one, Zach LaVine. He returns after missing 9 games with an ankle sprain. And he comes back to a January 4th loss versus the Milwaukee Bucks. In that game, he played 26 minutes, guys. Coming off the bench, he scored 20 points and had 4 assists. So, Zach LaVine back for the Sacramento Kings, guys. After missing time with ankle sprain. So, there you go. All right, guys, let us continue. Performances. Got quite a bit here. I'll get to as much as I can, given the time allotted. So, Paolo Banchero, he gets a triple-double, but in a loss on January 29th at the Toronto Raptors. So, Paolo Banchero for the Orlando Magic, he drops a triple-double, but in a loss, guys. So, Paolo putting up the numbers while Franz Wagner is out. So, there you have that. But Paolo putting in work, but in a loss. So, there you go. Let us continue. Few guys have some awesome weeks here. How about Kawhi Leonard, who's been on a heater as of late, guys? On December 30th, in a win versus the Sacramento Kings, he scores 33 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. So, 5's a wild again for Kawhi. So, there you go there. And then, 2 nights later on New Year's Day, he drops 45 points, including 6 threes in that game. He also has 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals in the game, and a win over the Utah Jazz. So, Kawhi putting in work. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, the week before, he won Player of the Week for the West. So, there you go. Let us continue. Donovan Mitchell, he had a good week, guys, where he had a 34-point game with 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Oh, he drops 4 threes, by the way, and a New Year's Eve win over the Phoenix Suns. So, Donovan Mitchell putting in work. And then the 2nd of January, he goes and have 33 points, drops 5 threes in the game, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a win over the Denver Nuggets, guys. So Donovan Mitchell, red hot for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let us continue. Talked about him. Someone with a career high. Yes, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. He drops a 50-piece, guys, on January 3rd in a win at the L.A. Clippers, guys. In a game where Kawhi, he had 22 points, but it was Jaylen Brown's night. And he dropped 6 threes in the game, by the way, guys. 5 assists in that win. So Jaylen Brown continuing his torrid season for the Boston Celtics. So there you go there. Norman Powell, he has a career night from three. 34 points, 9 threes in the game, guys. So that's a career high for him, along with 2 steals in a January 4th win over the New Orleans Pelicans, guys. In a game where Trey Murphy, on the other side, has 27, he dropped 7 threes in the game, along with 8 rebounds and 5 assists for the Pelicans. But Norman Powell, playing sensational basketball, gets a career high from 3 for the Miami Heat. Let us continue. You also had Scotty Barnes. He has the triple-double. 20 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists. He does it in a New Year's Eve loss to the Denver Nuggets, guys. In a game where Peyton Watson, who's been playing very well, guys, 24 points and 8 rebounds, leads the way, but Scotty Barnes with a triple-double for the Toronto Raptors in a loss. So there you go. And speaking of Norman Powell, I forgot to mention his New Year's Day game where he had 36 points in the 7 threes. So, like I said, Norman Powell balling for the Miami Heat, guys. Jalen Johnson, and I was at this game, guys. He put up one of the quietest triple-doubles I have ever witnessed in person. 18 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds in a January 2nd win over the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Again, a game I was at, and that was a quiet triple-double, guys. Then you had guys like Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Onyeka Okongwu. They scored 23 points apiece to come out on top over the Knicks. A night where the Knicks couldn't throw a rock in the ocean, man. They shot it horrible. I was just talking to a friend of the show, D, about it. Guys, they shot it a shade under 21% from 3. You can't win in this league shooting it that way. I mean, they were horrendous. So there you have it. Big night, though, for Ariel Hakpoti, because you were without Karl Anthony Towns. You were without Mitchell Robinson. Yeah, 8 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 blocks in that game. Wow. Yeah, and he was dominating inside, but again, the team itself, horrible. So there you go. So there's that. And then speaking of my Knicks taking it on the chin, how about Julian Champagne for the San Antonio Spurs? A game that I watched on TV, by the way. This guy, 36 points, 11 threes, guys, tying a franchise record, I believe, and 6 rebounds in a New Year's Eve win over the Knicks. And this was in San Antonio, guys. This was the game, by the way, that Victor Wembanyama went down in the fourth quarter with the injury. So, yeah. And then De'Aaron Fox had a fine game, 26 points, 3 steals. Brunson, 29 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals for the Knicks. And Karl Anthony Towns fouls out in this game. 20.7 rebounds, 4 assists. And then you got bench contributions from Deuce McBride with 21, Clarkson with 20. Both of them dropped 4 threes in the game. Very good game. They just couldn't stop that man, Champagne. So what can you do? those things happen. So there you go. And a couple more and then I'm done. Michael Porter Jr. for the Brooklyn Nets. He has 27 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in a game on January 4th, a win over the Denver Nuggets. Why is this important? This is his former ball club, and this is the first time he's meeting them. And he drops 27, 11, and 5, guys, for the Brooklyn Nets. And in the loss, Jamal Murray, 27 points, 16 assists, and 6 rebounds, albeit in a loss. So there you have that. And yes, 2 more. Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns. He has 24 points, but he hits a game-winning 3-pointer with 0.7 seconds left to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, guys, on January 4th. And he also had 9 assists, 6 rebounds in that game. Also in the game, coming off the bench, Jordan Goodwin with 26 points. He had 8 threes, guys, and 4 rebounds in that game to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, oh, by the way, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 25 points, 6 assists to lead the Thunder, but albeit in a loss to the Phoenix Suns. And then Luka Doncic, I'll talk about, 36 points. He dropped 4 threes in the game, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and a January 4th win over the Memphis Grizzlies. A game I watched, actually. LeBron James, looking like vintage LeBron, 26 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds in that game. And Jake LaRavia is playing well for them since they inserted him in the starting lineup. 26 points. He drops 4 threes in the game. 5 rebounds, 4 assists. I say this, guys. I think because Rui Hachimura, he's out with an injury. So I think they stay with LaRavia. He's a guy who can spread the floor, who can open up things for LeBron and Luka to operate. So I think he could be carving himself a place in the starting lineup for the Lakers. So there you have it. And Jalen Wells led the Grizzlies with 23 points. All right, guys. So let us continue on. Fines and ejections, guys. Let's start with the fine. Jalen Green for the Phoenix Suns. Mind you, he's not healthy. He's still out. But he gets fined $25,000, guys, for use of profanity during a live TV interview. At the time, they were interviewing Colin Gillespie. And in comes Jalen Green. I watched the clip. And yeah, what happened was he kept going with the mouth and he let the profanity fly. So, of course, the league office, not having that, boom, hit him with a 25 grand fine. So Jalen Green, lighter in the pockets, thanks to the league office and James Jones for lowering the boom on him. So there you go. All right, guys, and then ejections. Guys, I'm going to play for you what I just recently said about this man. Just recently, I said this about this man. I said this, and people thought I was going too far. People thought I was, you know, a crazy person. People just thought, I'm going nuts. So this is me talking about this man I'm about to talk about.
Done with Draymond as far as the season goes.
There'll be something coming down the pipe. I'm sure of it. He cannot help himself, guys. He cannot help himself. Something else is going to happen. I guarantee before the season's out, we'll be talking about this man again and how he can't control himself. I guarantee it. I hate to say that about a person, but he can't help himself. And you don't rein him in. You don't make him accountable for his actions. You don't do it, Golden State. You don't. So, we won't be done with the subject. I'm sure of it. So, I'm just going to leave it there. But, listen, Draymond, take a look in the mirror, man. Do whatever you got to do.
So, that's me talking about Draymond. Don't you know on January 3rd, in a win over the Utah Jazz, he gets himself ejected in the second quarter of the game for arguing a call, a 3-second call in the lane against Lauri Markkanen. He was campaigning for a call to be called on him, and he didn't get it and basically showed up the ref. He got the first tech. He kept going like he normally does, kept going, and boom, he's ejected. Mind you, at that time in the game, actually, Utah was up 58-48 with about 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in that second quarter. And then they end up being up at halftime, 65-58. So Golden State, with Draymond absent, scores 65 points to Utah's 49 points to win that game. So again, Draymond, you can't control yourself. And that's what I'm talking about, guys. That's what I'm talking about from the last game. And a guy's going to come on there and say, oh, didn't you see the assistant coach walk with him back there? And, you know, he just making excuses. Come on. This man cannot control himself, guys. He can't. When he's like a dog with a bone. And there's no wrestling the bone from him. That's the kind of guy he is. So, again, like I just said, boom. Not even a week after I talked about the man, he gets ejected again. And we're not done with him. Not by a wide margin. We're not done with him. So he'll do something again. You know he will. And then he goes on his podcast talking about the incident with him and Steve Kerr. Listen to this. Let me pull this up because I couldn't believe this. I'm like, come on, read the room, man. Read the room. I couldn't believe this when I heard it. I could not believe this when I heard it. Then they talked about him with what's the boy? But let me see if I can find this short. Shorts. No, that's him talking about the Knicks. Oh, yeah. Here he is, guys. Listen to this.
We agreed in the moment, take me out. I'm removing myself. I left the bench because I thought it was the right thing to do. I love how people's like, oh man, he left the bench. He walked away. I think the best thing to do for human beings is to remove yourself from the heated situation for the sake of the team. Contrary to popular talking heads, it was the right thing to do. If I sit there and argue and yell and curse and do all of these things and go at it and me and Steve go, Then people say Draymond is crazy, he's wrong. But when I walk away from the confrontation and remove myself from the confrontation, because I didn't walk away, I said, Coach, take me out. He said, great, not normal. We agreed in the moment, take me out, I'm removing myself. And everybody who was a part of that moment, coaching staff, players, organizationally, thinks it was the right thing to do.
You hear that crap? You hear that crap? That is absolute crap. Are you kidding me? How about you be a man and take the criticism coming at you? Be a man. Be a man, Draymond. This guy is unbelievable. And of course, you know, with his podcast, he goes and explains away all this nonsense. We're not done with him. We're not done with him. And maybe I should thank him because he continues to give me content, but come on, man. Come on, Draymond. Come on. Really? Really? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'll be talking about him again. Trust me, guys, I will. Because he'll do something. He can't help himself. That's the bottom line. So I'll leave it there. All right, guys. Let me do my GD top five, and then I'm out of here. So at number five, coming in the first time this season, the Boston Celtics, guys. One of the hottest teams as of late. Jaylen Brown, you see what he's doing. You see me just talk about him with the career high of 50 points. Derek White has been balling out as well and to get contributions all over the place. And Joe Mazzulla, guys, he just got December Coach of the Month. So Boston Celtics, I tell you, I knew they're not going to lay down being without Jason Tatum. I knew they weren't going to lay down. So as of now, 23-12, and again, one of the hotter teams. This week they face Chicago at home, Denver at home, and they got a back-to-back with Toronto and San Antonio. So Boston looking up, guys. And right now, amongst the top three in the East. So there you go. So Boston, my number five team. Number four, the Denver Nuggets at 24-12. Yeah, we spoke about them losing the Joker, losing Valanciunas. They do get back Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown, so you get some reinforcements back, and we'll see how they play it out from here. On the schedule, at Philly, at Boston, then they come home and face Atlanta and Milwaukee, so kind of a tough slate there. So we'll see how they make out this week. My number four team in my top five. Number three, the San Antonio Spurs, guys, at 25-10. They're getting Wimby back this week, so that's a good thing for them. You got guys like De'Aaron Fox balling out, Stephon Castle, Julian Champagne. You saw what he did to my Knicks. And a host of others. So, and right now, their schedule, they have two back-to-backs this week, guys. They're at Memphis, and then they're at home for the Lakers on a back-to-back. And then, later in the week, they have a back-to-back at Boston and at Minnesota. So, a true test for this young team. Mitch Johnson, like I said, he was Coach of the Month in the West for December. So team playing very well right now. The confidence is high. So we'll see how they shake out. But San Antonio, my number three team. Number two, the Detroit Pistons, still getting it done. They had a better week last week than the prior week. So there you have that. Kay Cunningham carrying this ball club. They're going to miss, like I said, Jalen Duran, They're going to miss, he's going to miss some time, but they have guys to fill in. Isaiah Stewart, he'll fill the bill. This week, only a 3-game schedule, guys. They have the Knicks at home. They have Chicago at home. And then they have the Clippers. And then they don't play again until the 15th. And that'll be against the Phoenix Suns. So Detroit have a very favorable schedule right now. And the pride of the Eastern Conference at number two. And then number one, OKC. They've, their last 5 games, 500 team, guys, 5-5. And my worry about the whole thing is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's looking very human right now. So he's not getting the numbers he normally gets. I think they're going to rest him this week in one of these games here. So we'll see what happens there. But they have the Charlotte Hornets, the Utah Jazz, both at home, on the road to Memphis, and then back at home against the Miami Heat. So this is a week, hey, you can turn things around if you can, because these are winnable games here, so we'll see how it shakes out for them. But OKC, my number one team in the NBA. All right, guys, thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find my clips, full episodes, my YouTube channel. I have that as well, guys. Donate, 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 guys. We're in a new year. Hit your boy up with funds. On my donate page, PayPal, buy me a coffee, Spotify, donate. And then always in the scroll is my Cash App, $GD, that sports do, $GD, that sports do. Email the show, guys, all things basketball GD at outlook.com is the email address. And podcast platforms, I'm on them all, Apple, Amazon, wherever you go for your podcast, I'm there. So 5-star reviews, 5 stars, all that. And then on social media, TikTok, Instagram, some Blue Sky, some Facebook. That's it. Thank you for listening as always, guys. And guys, this month, I'll have the MLK Day breakdown. I'll do that as I always do. Also, guys, I got a special surprise, guys, coming this month where I'm going to be in a location. I'll let you know as we get closer to it. So, but exciting things for the show. And as always, I thank you guys for your listenership. Very important to what we do on this show. Also, I got guests that's lining up at the beginning of the year. I'm trying to get some people on. So exciting times in 2026 for this show. So we'll see how it rolls from there. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.